USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza has now crossed the six-month mark, with many hostages still in Hamas's hands, and still with many thousands of Palestinian civilians starving every day. USA's Laura Winters has more.
It's the result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel on October 7th, Hamas slaughtering more than 1,000 Jewish people, including Americans, at a music festival and at their homes.
Meantime, the Israeli military said it's withdrawing ground troops from the southern Gaza Strip. The IDF said Sunday its 98th Division is leaving the Strip to recuperate and prepare for future operations. Monday's solar eclipse might have been the reason for some busy traffic on U.S. interstates and highways. Federal Highway Administration estimating that as many as 5 million Americans would be traveling to sites within the event's path of totality. They advise it's probably best for travelers to stay at their solar eclipse destinations a little longer if they want to avoid the crowded highways heading home. The possibility of cloud cover, still a concern. USA's John Schaefer.
According to the latest information from the National Weather Service, individuals from Texas through Arkansas and potentially in Ohio, northwestern Pennsylvania, and western New York may experience obstacles in viewing the eclipse. Northern New England and the region stretching from southern Missouri to central Indiana have been identified as areas with the most favorable conditions for clear viewing.
The governor of Maryland says that he'll push to have the Port of Baltimore back open and operating by next month.
It is an aggressive timeline, but we are going to work around the clock to make sure that we hit this timeline.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Governor Wes Moore said he's not quite sure how much it will cost. The governor plans to visit with lawmakers in Congress this week to consider more federal funding for reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Palestinian civilians and refugees continue starving in the war between Israel and Hamas, as reported. World Food Program Director Cindy McCain says, though, it's not the only area in need.
Right now, Gaza is getting all the attention, and understandably, we cannot forget Sudan, DRC Congo, Somalia, Yemen, Haiti, as you mentioned. These are parts of the world that are literally on the brink of causing some even larger food crisis than are already happening right now, and I speak specifically to Sudan on that.
McCain flagged the humanitarian situation in Gaza in an appearance on CNN's State of the Union. The Israelis have announced plans to reopen a corridor in the north of Gaza to ramp up the flow of humanitarian assistance. Country music star Morgan Wallen now facing charges after police say he threw a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville Sunday night. It just so happens a number of police officers were standing near where the chair fell on the sidewalk below. This about 11 p.m. when witnesses said they spotted Wallen throwing the chair and then laughing about it. Police are also reviewing security footage of the incident. And the University of South Carolina women's basketball team has wrapped up a perfect season. They won the national championship 87-75 over Iowa this weekend. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster taking to social media, extending his congrats on what he called another dominating season for the ladies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.